USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It looks like Ukraine's forces are on the counteroffensive. With Western weapons and NATO training, Ukrainian forces are moving. NBC correspondent Raf Sanchez is there.
There is intense fighting underway at this hour along this hundreds of mile long front line in the east and south of Ukraine, including just east of where we are now in Zaporizhia. Ukraine's deputy defense minister says Russian forces are on the defensive here in this region.
But Sanchez's sources would not say exactly where the fighting's happening or what Ukraine's immediate goal is. The air remains bad, very bad, in much of the eastern USA. Bad enough for these New Yorkers to dig out their COVID masks. Well, some of them.
I have to say, it got me into a little bit of a funk.
I should have a mask on.
Breathing in, you can still feel a little bit in your chest.
One big victim of the bad air today is air travel. Nearly 2,000 flights nationwide already delayed or canceled. Both Democrats and Republicans in the House are not happy with the far-right Republicans who have blocked bills from reaching the House floor this week for votes.
When they get over their little temper tantrum, they need to show up to do their job come Monday.
New York Republican Mike Lawler on the Freedom Caucus members' delays to protest the debt ceiling and spending bill agreed to by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Lawmakers in Alabama must try again to redraw the state's 7 congressional districts now that the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that says the current district lines discriminate against Alabama's black voters. One of the most influential men in Christian politics is gone. Christian Broadcasting Network founder and 700 Club host Pat Robertson transformed his 1988 presidential bid into the Christian Coalition, which campaigns for conservative candidates. Robertson, who died at his home in Virginia Beach, was 93. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
Dozens of protesters showed up at the Utah State Capitol to object to a suburban Salt Lake City school district removing the Bible from some school libraries. A parent used Utah's new book banning criteria to show that the Bible's filled with sex and violence, and the district agreed. For years, the FBI has been looking to move out of its headquarters building in downtown Washington. As for the preferred choice,
a document from sources on Capitol Hill shows reasons why the FBI prefers the location in Virginia, according to WUSA 9. Proximity to its training academy and other facilities in Quantico could play a huge role in the final decision. The three sites the agency is choosing between are located in Springfield, Virginia, Greenbelt, Maryland, and Landover, Maryland. A decision on the location for the estimated $2 billion project that would house over 7,500 FBI employees could happen at any time. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
A security worker at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles is apologizing for tipping over a woman's food cart last weekend.
It was never my intent to harm any kids if they were harmed. So I express my apologies to them. I just hope everything can be okay moving forward.
But Marvin Carroll was fired from his security job after, while telling vendors to clear out after a Saturday concert, he flipped over a cart that injured a 12-year-old girl. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.